Lovely welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. And today I would like to talk with you about how to pick the first topic to work on your transformation. So to do the right analysis right away from the beginning, that you're not wasting any more time and money, so that you get right away right on track and that you get going for your big transformation now to happen. So let's get started. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Joining us today. And yes, when we would like to have a look in first of all the first topic to pick, I would like to make first of all a little repetition first, because it is important that you understand in fact with what topic you should really go to a coach. And this is in fact already, I really keep on repeating this because it's a very important topic, and that you really understand what kind of topic we're really looking for. So I'm just repeating this. I have this very often, in fact, also on my Instagram account, where I just post this as a little advice, and also that, you know, get a better orientation on it. So here we're just gonna have a short repetition on it. So when it is smart, in fact, really to consult or to do consulting, in fact, you know, coaching, and therefore that you get things going. All right, so I just repeat this here. So when you, for example, have recurring, bothering personal situations and topics, and that, for example, for years, or when things do not get better in your life and you cannot solve them, whatever you do, whatever kind of conversations you have, whatever kind of books you read, but they just do not get better. And for example, when you're still hoping that some things will just get better, but in fact, they don't. Or you don't get what you're really longing for in life when you now look backwards, where you wanted to have things to happen when you were like 20, 25, and now you're maybe 30 or 40 and things did not really happen. And in fact, you still would like to have much more in life, but you don't know what else you can do because you have tried already so many things. Or you want, in fact, a total change in your life and you have no more any idea what else you can do to get it. Other signs, for example, are when you are unhappy and unsatisfied for the time being, because things are as they are in your life and you don't know why they are and you could not change them so far. When, it's an extreme example now, when you're crying without knowing in fact really why, and especially in the morning when you get up and you're already sad and you don't know in fact why this is the case. When you're sometimes already orientationless, and in fact, what are the next smart steps to take in your life? And you don't know. When you're deep inside, really much convinced that you should do something else in your life, but you're alone and you have no one who's listening to you or supporting you that you can do that. When you always have the feeling to be fighting for something or for anything in your life, and it's still not really the positive things to happen in your life. Or when you realize after all the energy you've done you're low on energy really to continue fighting for it. So a little advice just to at the beginning, you know, then really, if that is the case, first of all, yes, then these coaching topics are the right thing you should concentrate and really follow in on. So be brave and really, I'm straight, take a pause of everything for a moment. Make yourself aware that you're not the only one. There are also others whose life are also not super great and, you know, also a little bit messed up. And anyone knows these situations, you know. So it's important that you listen, in fact, to your thoughts and your inner feelings, because they are correct. They are super great guiders. So they are never lying to you. So when they give you a signal, you know, that maybe you're sad and something is not wrong, listen to them closely because they are right. And if that is really the case, this is okay and correct, and then you can really think about working on these things. Alright? So when you really identified this and you got the things right that you really would like to work on something, because, you know, things are not really working smoothly and great in your life, and then you can really decide. First of all, you go really straight away to a coach, and then of course you give him the leading part of it, you know, that he's doing and leading you, guiding you through some steps, or you just do it yourself. This is exactly what we're doing here, you know, that you can do it in fact also yourself. That's the reason why we made this podcast series, that you really get your transformation going in easy and simple steps. So if you really decide for the second thing, all right, then I would highly recommend you, first of all, after this identification, yes, I would like to work on some topics. That second thing is that you find in your house, in your flat, you know, a little spot where you feel very comfortable. And I'm straight, you know, I would like that you really set this up to be your spot, your working area from more, also from now on. That this is your place to be. And when you enter this room, when you enter this area, when you start this kind of, you know, habitual behavior that you, on a regular basis, once a day, twice a day, enter this area, and when you sit down, that you really are in your zone where everything is allowed to be. It's this zone where you work on your transformation. Be aware of this, that this is the area where everything should be and is allowed to be happening. It's time there to work. It's your time to work there. So always when you then listen, for example, to my voice, that this gets activated in your head, that this is the area where everything should happen in regards of your transformation. So look around, what is a very nice area in maybe your house or your flat, you know, where this is possible to happen. And I'm straight, you know, that's the reason why I love my coaching lounge. Every time I enter it, I close the door. This is exactly, you know, this kind of secure place, you know, where everything is allowed to be, and also for my customers. So every time they come, you know, I repeat, you know, the rules we have here, that everything is allowed to be and should be, and this is the really true you, that, you know, this is such a special atmosphere, and, you know, that you really get into this working mode. And I want exactly that you do the same for yourself wherever it is possible, in your little apartment or in your little house or wherever you are at the moment. Create this special room just for you. And when you have that, and when you sit in that one, and you have it comfortable around you, you sit in a very nice seat, or maybe you lay down just as you like and you feel comfortable with, then we are really ready to get started to pick the first topic that we can work on it. And why is this so important? Because I have always customers coming in, and when you ask them, hey, tell me, what is the, you know, what is bothering you at the moment? What should really disappear? And they look at you and they're very much, you know, straightforward saying, Mihaela, it's exactly, for example, my boss at the moment. Or the other one came and said, you know, it's right and away exactly just, for example, the neighbor. And you're like, oh, okay, interesting, you know, and, you take them serious, of course, but internally I'm thinking, you know, everyone who's coming, of course they have a topic which is bothering them, but in fact, you know, it's not only one topic. And exactly this we are focusing on in this little podcast episode today, because when clients come, they think that they know what is really the topic, but in fact they don't. And that's the reason why we do our analysis a little bit different, you know. We don't do it just as we now start now. We have additional tools and methods behind it, which are now coming in the next episode as well, so that you really get a good picture about it, what is really possible, and especially why we do it. So the thing is that it's important that we get a clear, neutral analysis about what is really going on. And this is also highly what I recommend to you. So these things, what I'm now kind of, you know, the questions I'm now reading out to you, that you take this very serious, that you, you know, not just listen to it and just make one or two little thoughts about it, something that you really take this exercise serious, you really think about it. And not only one time, so maybe two or three times. And you not only think about, you know, the present, but also about the past. So that you really get out a clear list of all the topics, in fact, which are really bothering you up till now. And I can tell you out of my own experience that the more, you know, things you write down now, the better it is. So it's not only less things, higher quality. It's in this situation, you have to get more quality, the more quantity you have, all right? So I will now, in a few seconds, you know, I will read out some questions to you, and I'm straight, we also make a working sheet, which we are going to put also on our website. You can go there to www.coachinglounge-darif.ch under free, for free, exactly. And there you find this additional working sheet where you just really can work through these questions, because they are so important. So maybe you're now shopping, you're maybe you're now doing some sport and you're listening to this podcast. So later on, go back home, do this exercise really by heart and really take your time, because it is so important. As I did that the first time, I also had, you know, just one or two little, you know, situations, occasions on it. And that's okay, but, you know, when you really would like to work on your transformation, there has to be much, much more edit, and there has to be a much, much longer list. And this is really where I try to make you a little bit aware of it. It is really important. So the quantity equals really quality of the situation. So when I now read out the questions for you, think about the present and also the past, and take a note for yourself in your notebook, you know, and the longer the better, of anything which occurs up and, you know, pops up in your head, because it is so important. So really do this now by heart. All right, so when you're ready, let's get started. These are about 10 little questions, and you just make up your mind, and please be very honest. You really would like to change things about it, this is how you can really do it. So question number one, about who do you have, or with whom do you have inner dialogues with? Who are people, for example, persons, for example, you would like to get out of your environment totally? Also, who should disappear completely? From whom? And that's a very tricky one, I have to say. From whom you would like to get and also have recognition from? Of who, maybe, are you scared of? Who should behave and also act totally different towards you? What are, for example, recurring, bothering topics, events, situations, problems which pop up since years in your life? Who is maybe responsible for your unhappiness? Who makes you mad? Of whom are you dreaming of? About whom are your thoughts rotating day in and day out? And finally, what or who are really taking your energy? And as I said, be very honest to yourself. We also made a little worksheet, so don't worry about this. But just let these questions, you know, spin a little bit in your head and start thinking about who might these people be, the situations. And I'm sure there are plenty of situations and people come up and, you know, appear in your mind. And this is exactly what we want. We want you to think. We want you to get out of the comfort zone. You know, we want to get you in the right direction. So your job is now to answer this question for yourself and really make up a list in your work note, in your working book. And you make the list as long as possible. To repeat again, the longer, the better. All right? And when you have completed your list and really be very honest to you, you have a look again at your list and you take a light marker and you underline which are the ones which trigger you at the moment on the most, all right? And when you have maybe now a list of about 20 to 30 names, 30 situations or whatsoever, I want you to underline 3 to 5 topics which were really bothering you up till now, which really trigger you on, where you really get right up till now, emotions which come up. Right, and you underline 3 to 5 different ones of your list. And when you have your 3 to 5 different ones of your list, then you look at these 3 to 5 ones, and then you decide the one you now start to work with. All right. And that can be a situation when you think back where maybe you and some other ones were around, or maybe you and just another person. And this is all fine, and this is exactly what we're looking for. So we want you to identify out of these 3 to 5 situations, occasions, which were really unpleasant, one which is really the one up till now which is bothering you so deep and so strongly. All right, so when you've done that, then the first episode of Anna Analysis is done, and this is very great. So I would say for the time being, thank you very much for working with me and for us, And if you now would like, you know, to follow a little bit more deeper, you of course go on our website, thecoachinglounge-daref.ch, and you go under for free tab, and then you see, of course, the working sheet which we have prepared for you, and you work through it and really take your time for it. It's a very useful and it's a very essential exercise. All right, and when you've done that, wait for the next one to come, because then we're gonna continue on our analysis and also on the different tools and methods which you can do to do your true transformation. So thank you very much for listening up till now, and wish you great fun with it. And if there are any questions in between, don't hesitate, get in contact with me, and of course we answer your question which you have in between for free. Send us an email, a message. I'm looking forward to getting in contact with you. Thank you very much for the time being, and up to the next one. Ta-ta.